Sechta Sidyas Perek Beis Mishnah Tes. Continuing on with the teachings of Rabbi Akiva. Hu Yoimer. Rabbi Akiva used to say, Av Zeichel Aben, a father, through his merits, can give over to his son, Benoi, with beauty, the Kayach, with strength, the Oisher, he can give over as well, through the Chachma, with wisdom, with Shadim, and his longevity, his years of life. So, meaning a righteous father, through his chusim, he can have his son be blessed with all of these qualities that he had. Uve misper hadayris lefanov. So he says that sometimes Hashem rewards a father by promising that his ancestors, that his descendants, will be blessed with certain things, and it goes by generation, not by years. Uve misper hadayris lefanov. So it can go through a number of generations after him. Vehu haketz. And it has to do with generations rather than with time. Shenemar kirei hadoyros mirosh, as it says, he who proclaims the generations from the beginning, which means that Hashem arranges the affairs of mankind according to the generations. Afal pi shenemar. So the Mishnah elaborates on this yisoid that Hashem pays according to generations. Afal pi shenemar avavadim v'inu oisim arba meis shana. It says by the brisben amsarim that Klal Yisrael is going to have to be under the Egyptians or under a certain nation for 400 years. And then it says in the Pasuk, V'nemar v'dayr revi yashuvu hena, the fourth generation will return. So what do you see? You see that even though Hashem said 400 years, they didn't end up being in Mitzrayim 400 years. And it also says four generations. In Taka, they ended up going into Eretz Yisrael. The fourth generation went into Eretz Yisrael. So you see that sometimes Hashem pays back according to generation, not according to years. The last Mishnah Yod again is more teachings of Rabbi Akiva. So over here, Rabbi Akiva is going to tell us five different instances where Hashem judges over a 12-month period. Afu Yoimer, Rabbi Akiva used to say the following thing: Chamisha Dvarim Shal Shnei Masar Chaydesh. There are five things that are the last 12 months. Mishpatar Hamabel Shnei Masar Chaydesh. The Mabel lasted for 12 months. Mishpat Eiv, Shneim Asar Chaydesh. The judgment of Eiv lasted 12 months. Mishpat Hamitzriim, Shneim Asar Chaydesh. From the first Makkah until the end, it lasted until they actually left, till Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that was a total of 12 months. Mishpat Gaigu Magaig La'asid Lavai, Shneim Asar. The Melchemes Gaigu Magaig, which will be La'asid Lavai, when eventually the Yidden will kill out the nations, they'll gang up against Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael will finish them off. So that is 12 chadashim. Mishpat Rishon b'Gehenim, a Rasha goes to Gehenim, Shnei Masach Chaydesh, for 12 months. Shnei Masach Yemidei Chaydesh B'Chadshai, like it says in the Pasuk, will be from a month to its month, meaning a full year. So you see from there that the judgment is for a year. Rabbi Yechem and Uri Oimer, Min HaPesach Bar Atzeres, he disagrees. He says sometimes a Rasha would be judged only from Pesach to Atzeres. Shnemar midei Shabbos b'Shabbatei. It says from Shabbos to Shabbos. So this is referring to from Pesach till Shavuos is called from Shabbos to Shabbos. Have a good day.